KORN News Radio Sports for Thursday, March 19th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. The 11 seed South Dakota State women will take on the number 6 seed Washington in the first round of the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament tomorrow. Our coverage will start at 1 p.m. right here on KORN News Radio with the Jackrabbit pregame show. Tip-off set for 1:30 tomorrow afternoon in Fort Worth, Texas. If SDSU wins, they would take on either number 3 seed TCU or the 14th seed UC San Diego coming up on Sunday. Meanwhile, USD women's basketball, their season continues in the WNIT. They still await their opponent. They'll take on the winner of either Air Force or Northern Colorado in the second round of the WNIT. Game time and date yet to be announced. It'll be in Vermilion either on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. Also, Dakota Wesleyan women's basketball. They've advanced to the round of 16 in the NAIA National Tournament. They will take on Lindsey Wilson, team out of Kentucky, tomorrow. It'll be Friday at 1 p.m. in Sioux City. Should the Tigers advance, they would play on Saturday at 6 p.m. They would either take on the number 1 seed Bethel out of Tennessee or the number 4 seed Lewis and Clark State out of Idaho. NAI Women's Basketball National Tournament continues today in Sioux City with the round of 16. Number 3 seed Dakota State takes on the 10th seed Indiana Wesleyan at 3 p.m. this afternoon. Number 1 Dortz will take on the 4 seed Mid-American Nazarene at 6 p.m., followed by the 2 seed St. Francis from Indiana. They take on the 11 seed Hastings tonight at 8 p.m. NCAA Tournament First Four last night in Dayton. The number 11 seed Miami of Ohio would defeat to SMU 89-79. Miami of Ohio just one loss on the season. They now advance to take on the number 6 seed Tennessee tomorrow afternoon. And in a pair of 16 seeds, Prairie View A&M defeated Lehigh 67-55. Prairie View A&M now advances to take on the number 1 seed, Florida Gators. The WNBA and its Players Association reached an agreement yesterday on a new collective bargaining agreement just weeks before the 30th season of WNBA basketball tips off on May 8th. The deal will transform player salaries, with the average pay increasing to around $600,000. And the minimum surpassing $300,000, creating the league's first million-dollar players, also tying compensation to nearly 20% of the league revenue. WNBA now faces a fast-paced offseason. They still have to hold a two-team expansion draft for Toronto and Portland. They still have to get through free agency for more than 80% of their players. They hold their college draft coming up here in a month on April 13th, and then training camp starts April 19th. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred says the league may consider moving the World Baseball Classic to the middle of the baseball season in the future to allow more star players to participate. This year's World Baseball Classic drew over 1.6 million fans in attendance. That's a 24% increase compared to 2023. The U.S. semifinal against the Dominican Republic had 7.3 million viewers on television. A mid-season World Baseball Classic could reduce restrictions on players, making participation easier. Also, Major League Baseball negotiating over big league involvement in the LA Olympics coming up in 2028. And that's a look at your sports for this Thursday morning, March 19th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.